If my calculations are correct, I've moved 31 times. I've moved as a resident between Britain and Canada 4 times, and between the United States and Canada twice. I've lived in 10 different places in Toronto, where I was born. I've also lived in various places in Ottawa, Stratford, and Gananoque, Ontario, and Halifax, Nova Scotia. In each of Washington, D.C. and Edmonton, Alberta, I had only one abode. I consider myself fortunate to have moved about so much, although each move has resulted in both gains and losses. Without a doubt, returning to Britain in 2008, where I lived as a child, has been the most disorienting move of all. For some reason, almost everyone assumes I'm an American citizen. The weirdest thing about moving to London has been that I've felt more alien in this familiar place than in any of the unfamiliar places to which I've moved in the past. I had been with Reuters for 3 years when I applied for a position in 2008 and was transferred to work on the online desk in London. My earliest memories are here. My mother is from a small village called Greyshot on the Surrey-Hampshire border. As a child, I spent a lot of my time with my grandparents in their home, Bidston, on Crossways Road. To me, a person without a proper root in any particular geographic location, Britain is a home country, but no one I meet realizes it because of my Canadian accent. It's perhaps not so surprising that almost everyone in Britain assumes I'm from America, as they call it here, because of the similarities between certain U.S. and Canadian English language accents. What seems truly funny is the disdainful treatment I receive due to my supposed Americanness by the citizens of a country so economically, politically, and militarily tied to the United States. My mother is English, her parents were English and Welsh, and so on, up the generations, as far back as I know. My father is Canadian. My father's father was born just outside Boston, in Melrose, Massachusetts, but lived most of his life in Canada. During the First World War, my grandfather served from 1915 to 1918 in Horsham, England, and on the battlefields of France as an artilleryman with the 2nd Canadian Siege Battery, which was later incorporated into the 98th Canadian Siege Battery. His parents, my great-grandparents, were Canadian. Their ancestors, who emigrated to New Brunswick, Canada, in 1813, were also English, from the region now known as Cumbria. We can trace my Canadian grandmother's ancestral presence in the New World to New England in the United States as far back as the 1700s. As Nickerson's, Armour's, and Sowerby's, we think they were Scottish and English. Of course, sounding like a foreigner in a society which places a premium on accents, see George Bernard Shaw's 1912 play Pygmalion, in which the upper-class Henry Higgins teaches Eliza Doolittle, a Cockney flower girl, to speak proper English, can have its benefits. Very few strangers can pigeonhole me accurately. There's a certain amount of freedom in being an alienated, passport-carrying, classless stranger in a familiar land.